the T3 podcast in association with the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 with Timescape. See your calls, texts, emails, tweets, and updates all together on one screen. See it in store or visit sonyericsson.com/X10. Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast, the pod that casts its eye over the technology of tomorrow today. Coming up on this week's spectacular. Something's just been announced by Google and includes the letters T and V.
Transvestites.
Yes, thank you, Duncan. You've been telling us what you want to see in the iPhone 4. Palm's having another go with two new UK launches, the Palm Pre Plus and Pixie Plus. We'll have Chris in for the verdict on those. And there's a World Cup coming, apparently, and this time not in a sport like Rounders. We've found all the gear you need, apart from the beer hat, of course, left over from last time. All that and more, how you like it, how you like it. So let me introduce my co-host, the inimitably inimitable Luke Peters, and the one they can't clone, it's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Hello.
I think we should also mention the elephant in the room.
It's a bit of a rude way to describe Chris.
Well, I thought he was just going to come in later, but he's here already. So Chris, hello.
Hey, yep.
What a dude.
He's wearing his shorts this week.
Pretty low slung as well, I noticed.
Pretty sexy.
No.
He is a skater boy.
Yes. Anyway, Duncan, 7 days is too long for any man to endure without letting off steam. But in your case, it is clinically dangerous. So what would you like to vent on today?
Just the ongoing hilarity of the Apple versus Gizmodo spat, which has become even more hilarious this week with the leaking of various emails. Yeah. One of which was one of a series of emails between Brian Lamb, who's not the guy who's had his house shook down by
the
feds.
Editorial director, right?
Yeah, he's the other one.
Right. He's his other boss. One. He's
Jason Chen's
boss.
Or the co-editor or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And it's such a hilarious email. Have you seen it? It's really funny. It's like it's saying, oh, we'd really like to give back the iPhone, but we just need you to do such and such and such. And it'd be nice if we had a bit more access, because we've noticed, you know, you at Apple, you haven't really been giving us any exclusive recently.
So hold on. What, are they still holding out on giving it back?
No, this was...
This was the run-up to that.
It was because it's now, like, it's being dealt with by the courts.
I see.
The media made an application to be allowed to see this email, because it's now in court as evidence. And this wasn't even sent to Apple's legal people. This was sent to King Steve Jobs. So you can just picture Steve Jobs reading this email with steam coming out of his ears, getting to the end of it and basically pressing the special red button, which is like, kill them. Kill them all.
Because he sends angry emails back to people who complain.
Well, yeah, and this is the other thing, because a sister site to Gizmodo, an employee of theirs, because everybody knows Steve Jobs' email address, he literally got pissed of a Friday night and started trying to wind up Steve Jobs by email. And he sent him an email saying something like, apparently Steve Jobs is a massive Bob Dylan fan, or like maybe Apple have used Bob Dylan songs in their ads or something.
Yeah.
And he sent a thing saying, well, you know, what would a young Bob Dylan make of Apple? You're, you know, you're not into everything being free. You're into the walled garden kind of thing.
Judas! As someone once screamed.
Yeah, yeah. And you use electricity.
Electric!
And Steve Jobs emailed back saying, we are offering freedom. We're offering freedom from porn. We're offering freedom from applications that don't work properly.
Look, freedom from porn.
That was admittedly the bit where I kind of lost sympathy for Steve's position.
Do you think Steve Jobs ever had an erection over something that's not microchip-based?
It's hard to imagine.
Yes. Anyway, slightly libelous.
Steve Jobs is barren,
there
I believe.
We go. Excellent. Now, before we start properly, Google TV. Because when this pod goes out, it will have been announced. And we know that because of a holder page on the Google press site saying, insert Android press release /TV release here, which is a bit of a giveaway.
What do they mean?
Yeah, well, the trouble is, though, we're recording this before the announcement. So let's just say Google TV probably been launched along with Logitech, Intel and Sony, I would say. It probably involves dedicated tellies coming loaded with Google Android and an Intel Atom processor. And that'll probably let you access stacks of web TV and YouTube clips. And maybe it'll do something else as well.
Or maybe just be a bit like Apple TV with knobs on or something.
But if you go to t3.com now, you'll read all about it. We just can't tell you anything about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the joy of the internet, isn't it?
There we are.
We can tell you, actually, but we're sworn not to.
That's
what you mean,
Dan.
That's
right.
Is it planned to be a box that you attach to your TV or something that's built in, like a platform that's built
Questions, questions.
Yeah. Well, we need answers.
When we trailered it in the mag, So obviously this would be 100% accurate, I would assume. It was either...
This is excellent. This is speculation. By the time... And people will be hearing this speculation by the time it's all been announced.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's stick our necks out. There'll be an option of a set-top box that will be built into a range of tellies by perhaps a more minor TV manufacturer.
And
like,
with the possibility...
Like Sony.
Oh, Sony involved. Yeah. Well, again, just
and
I know.
It could turn into a hoverboard, possibly.
Yeah, that was the hot rumor that we're all working on. If that's not in it, I will say epic fail to Google, basically.
Gizmodo haven't managed to nick one, sadly, so we've not had a sneak peek via
anyway,
the internet.
Yeah. I didn't nick it.
T3.com.
Sorry,
yeah,
found in.
Acquired.
Sucks to be them.
Yeah. Anyway, to our top story, and I've got to say, actually, nothing particularly momentous has happened this week, but never fear, because you lot have stepped in and been telling us what you would like to see in the iPhone 4. Better camera and OLED seems to be the verdict. 32% say they want a 5 megapixel or more camera with a decent flash. It's sort of the holy grail of cameras
it's just,
on phones.
It still amazes me how people's buying process of phones is still related to a camera that's pretty crap in most phones.
But when it's a great camera, it is great because you have it with you all the time. That's the whole point of a phone camera.
But so few phones have decent
Tell me
cameras.
One good
Why
phone
still got
camera.
Worse? Like Sony Ericsson kind of cracked it, and then ever since then, they've just gone downhill. Everyone's cameras have gone downhill.
But would you, it goes back to the quality versus quantity, would you ever replace your camera with a mobile phone camera? Even the decent ones? So what are they used for?
I use an SLR, so...
So people are getting used to, this is my point. Yeah. People are getting used to crap quality in music and vision and sound.
But you can have decent quality. It's been done, so why not have it in all of them?
I think the camera phone market's not for the photographers. It's kind of for people who wouldn't have a camera with them all the time, I guess.
Exactly.
Like these are the people who I guess are buying the Sony Ericssons on Symbian and they're not buying the super smartphones with the... You know, it's more of a mass market thing.
But...
Go on.
The next generation of people will get used to this and they'll get used to that quality and that will be okay for them. And so we're degrading our...
Yeah, we're
digital life.
We're dumbing down our cameras.
No, I don't know. Well, I think the main thing is it's until there's a new battery technology available.
Someone needs to come out with a decent chip that'll go inside a phone.
If you've got like a modern smartphone type phone where it's a big screen, which people use to watch like video and play games and stuff on and browse the web, that is so battery intensive. But then adding like a Xenon flash
speaking
and having
of which,
a really decent.
Second on the wish list, 19% want battery saving OLED screen.
Right. Firstly, I don't know why we keep saying that because I don't think OLED actually does save battery. And also, I don't think OLED's any bloody good. So a lot of the time when people say they want things, I'm just like, you've just read that somewhere and you haven't actually looked into it. Oh, you can't see OLED screens outdoors. And I'm sorry, but that is not
an acceptable thing. We'll come on to that. Okay, fourth was wireless charging, which...
Wireless charging?
Yeah. You know, like a bit, I suppose a bit like the Palm, are they talking that?
Oh, only any good if the electricity literally arcs through the air and follows you around.
Yeah,
that would be good wireless charging. Would be good. If you have to put it on a pad that's plugged into the wall...
Like a power mat.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that is not wireless charging.
Yeah, okay. Fifth, watching movies on an HD iPhone screen. 10% went with that. But
why HD? What is the matter?
Well, this is
what is the matter with people?
Because the word is it'll be 940 by 640, which technically isn't HD. But when you're looking at the size of that screen,
it's irrelevant.
Your eyes cannot detect
honestly,
resolution that fine.
Crap that people come out with.
Well, it just shows what marketing jobs these buzzwords are.
Yeah, HD.
People just relate them to
exactly.
HD screen means good quality now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, 940 by 640 screen, 10 inches from your face, is a lot better quality than a 720p 32-inch screen on the other side of your living room.
But I think the problem is that a lot of the time, like the way things are reported, journalists just... They just go, oh, well, it falls a bit short of HD. That's a bit disappointing. And then people just repeat that because they've read it on a website. And it's like, well, have you actually thought about this?
Okay, some more letters for you. Apparently, it'll be 940 by 640. It'll be IPS, which stands for anyone?
In-plane switching.
In-plane switching, yeah.
With FFS.
For sake. Fast frame switching.
Oh, so close. Fringe field switching.
Okay.
What's that then, Dan?
That's a very, very good question.
Is it related to camera?
Apparently, it will allow a wider viewing angle and it'll better quality in sunlight, which is one of the things that you picked up on with OLED.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's good.
Well, IPS allows for a wider viewing angle, doesn't it?
That's the IPS. And then the FFS.
So the FFS must help with...
There's the sunlight.
Okay.
What's business. The... Remind me, the iPad, what does that use?
That uses IPS.
And I used
As to its FFS levels, I'm afraid I couldn't tell you.
Did I tell you I used it down the park and it worked in sunlight?
Yes, because it's not OLED.
Yeah.
No, but there was a lot... I think going back to what you were saying, the iPad won't work outside because one person said it does.
Yeah. Ah. Well, it should because it's LCD, so it's going to struggle a bit, but it doesn't literally
Couldn't it blind you dangerously if you the sunlight caught
The angle.
Yeah.
It
burns!
It could melt your eyes out.
What I found when I was shooting video with the iPad as well, that so often when you're shooting close-ups of a gadget, there's so much reflection from the lights in the room or anything, and it was actually it was good... For that, there wasn't, constant flashes.
What do you mean, anti-reflective kind of
thing? Yeah, reflective. Right.
That was one of the design strategies, I think, Jonathan and I put through. When Chris is filming, check really out the lack of reflections.
Yeah. Dum-dum-dum. Do you know what was third?
Pop quiz. 4G?
Nope. Popcorn maker.
Nope.
Slimmer and lighter.
Nope. No, this is up there with the kind of copy and paste wish list of the original.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm just trying to think what's...
It's not multi... No,
we've got multitasking. Yeah, we've got copy and paste. What's still missing?
Front-loaded camera.
No.
Forwarding
text
messages.
Nope.
Because you can't do that,
nope.
I believe, with an iPhone.
No, give up.
Yes, I do give up.
It's Flash. Oh. 60% of people wanted Flash.
Sorry, 60% of the British public.
Which Steve Jobs says is he's not putting on because it's not advanced enough.
Well, we just
because it's bonkers. Evil.
Yeah.
It's literally evil and the work of Satan, and that's why it will not be appearing on certain Apple products. Although it will continue to appear on there. This is the other thing. This is what I thought was hilarious about freedom from porn. Correct me if I'm wrong. You can quite easily download porn on any Apple computer. Lord knows, I've conducted research into this.
Over to Chris. anything else you'd like to see in there? Apart from a porn button.
Oh, on the iPhone 4G.
Front-loaded camera, definitely.
Why?
Above
it. Why?
Skype conferencing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Skype conferencing. Skype calling. As if you're actually going to do that.
Well, for me, it'd be great because...
Actually, your girlfriend lives in
My girlfriend America. Lives in America, so if I could have, Skype... I would have. Yeah. If it had been on the last one, I'd have bought an iPhone. So.
Mm. Okay. But for most people whose girlfriends don't live in on a different continent...
A very tiny minority of people wanted 3D.
How would that work on a phone? What?
Well, they're going to have it on the DS, aren't they? So we'll find out how they do
it. That's going to be 3G gesture rather than.
It'd be good if you if you had sort of Princess Leia style hologram Skype calling.
Let's sort that out.
Imagine that, Chris, with your girlfriend.
Can we have it cheaper?
Cheaper. That's a guy that wasn't mentioned actually, but yeah, cheaper would be nice.
Or are people kind of like they've been brainwashed
stop
into paying this?
Stop paying a ridiculous premium for the tariffs. Yeah.
When everyone else is going down. Anyway. Mm.
Okay. Well, if there wasn't a giant bombshell story this week, there was still plenty going on. So let me say, here is the news. And it's good news for Palm fans. Palm's pre-follow-ups, the Pre Plus and the Pixie Plus, will both land here on the 28th of May. Arriving on O2, they both sport Palm's lovely multitasking OS, a 3-megapixel camera, wireless charging, and yes, that's a irksome keyboard.
Meanwhile, Palm's VP of European Sales, Paul Gent, has been speaking to T3 to reassure that nothing's been halted at Palm HQ by the HP buyout. One of the new things on the cards is a Palm WebOS tablet. And Gent told us, or he actually told Adam Bunker, I'd love to see that. So would we, Paul.
Oh, yes. We certainly would. Love film, then you'll love film. I really should be in marketing, I think. Yes, Love Film. Have we mentioned them yet? Have launched a new direct-to-TV service. That's a premature bong there. With Samsung.
You finished too early, Dan.
Hey.
Okay. Swiftly moving.
We can try again in 5 minutes.
It's available on the entire range of Samsung's internet TV models to those Love Film subscribers who have the unlimited subscription package. The service gives users a tasty selection of 67,000 titles to choose from.
Wow. These bongs, they're not bonging. They're not bonging when I want them to. And finally, PSP 2 rumours abound, but the latest word is we won't be seeing it at next month's E3.
Instead, we'll have to wait till the Tokyo Game Show on the 16th of September, when we'll apparently be treated to a touchscreen PSP with a front-facing and regular camera and a quad-core processor to make things go to lick. Stick that in your...
Stick
that
in
your DS and
smoke
it.
Yes. Smoke that, Nintendo.
Smoke it, Miyagi-san.
Yeah, quite enough. I don't know what's happened to the songs. There we go. God, they're all over the place.
Were they coming from Malaysia or
possibly
something? Being phoned in from somewhere a long way away.
Skyped in.
Quad-core processor, right? That'd be like an i3, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty hardcore, isn't it? I mean, a PSP.
Quad-core.
Yeah.
It's not just hardcore.
It's not
quad-core.
Just hardcore, no. Anyway, it is tweet time.
Tweet time.
What have you been tweeting to T3DOTCOM, Duncan?
Yes. And I noticed somebody tweeted to T3 podcast, which doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't exist.
So I don't know why they
Maybe
did
it
that.
Should exist.
Yeah.
Why not?
So thanks for...
Make it happen.
Whoever did that
Twitter.
For giving us the idea.
What did they say?
You're shit.
Oh, well.
No, they said... it actually got it wrong. It said something like, why didn't you mention... You were talking about the iPad and you said it's more expensive in Britain. You didn't mention that it doesn't include sales tax.
That was the whole thing
America.
We were talking about.
And I did tweet back saying, actually, that's exactly what we did say.
That was the entire discussion.
But thanks for your input.
Oh, well.
Asshole.
Anyway, what has someone been tweeting to T3DOTCOM?
Well, Trenton Schroyers.
What a name.
That's a great name. Has a one-word tweet, on the news that Google TV is primed for launch. Awesome.
Could have gone one or two ways there, really,
it
couldn't it?
It could.
Luke.
Golden Buns isn't happy about the changes at Spotify.
Well, he wouldn't be.
Golden Buns 47. Yeah.
The new Spotify plans, great for new users, not so great for existing Spotify free users, now restricted to 20 hours a month.
Oh, 20 hours a month.
For free.
Eh?
Free content.
God, not paying anything for it.
Get a grip, youngsters.
And our regular correspondent, Brad Short, says, nice professional intro. So unexpected. And had to double take to make sure I downloaded the right one. This is in reference to our new sexy, snazzy professional intros. He adds...
Advert, I think, is the word.
Shush, yes. Shush. He adds, Dan's intro was reassuringly amateur, though.
Oh, that's good.
I'm
you
not
redeemed
sure
yourself.
Amateur is the word he's looking for. I mean, just
relaxed and informal.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the expression
yeah,
he's looking
absolutely,
for.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know,
maverick and irreverent.
Exactly.
Both those things at the T3 office every day.
There we go. Chris, we did bring you for a reason, because you're here to show us your gadget of the week. That's on cue.
Yeah, that one fired on time.
That's good. I was, you know the jingle? I was actually listening to some stock music that we got here the other day, and there were some jingles, and I heard the podcast jingle, the Gadget of the Week jingle. That one. And it's longer than that. It's longer
oh,
than
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, we had
mix.
To work on that. Yeah. We had top men work on that to make it shorter.
The Shep Pettibone.
But it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's paid loads for a remix.
It actually goes. Oh. Right. No. It actually goes... Dum 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 dum.
Wow. Ah, okay. Yeah, well, I can see why we shortened it now.
Anyway,
your gadget of the week.
Well, I had one job this week for the podcast.
And you screwed it up.
And that was to bring the Palm Pre Plus with me.
Yeah. Yeah, where is it?
It's at home. But like I have we can just imagine.
All right, okay. So
tell me what that is.
Everyone
in your
close
hand,
your eyes.
It's an imaginary Palm Pre Plus. But
you are actually holding your arm.
But it's not like if I had brought it, there's not much you could say that was different about the device, really, cosmetically it's more.
Well, that was going to be my first question. What is different?
Well, cosmetically it has it's got rid of the home button in the middle, so that's been replaced by the gesture certs now. So the home button brought up your menu and skim back through apps and stuff, and you can just do that by swiping up on the touch panel.
Just brought that little wavy thing.
Yeah,
up.
Which
that's
is
gone.
More.
Are they sharpening
no,
the
no,
edges
no, right,
anymore?
Okay. No, it's still cheese grater.
Because you couldn't quite kill a man with it in the first iteration. So maybe they'd really gone for full-on samurai sword-like sharpness.
No, you can still shave your face.
Yeah, it's the most dangerous phone in the history. But
so what have they replaced that with then?
The home button.
Yeah,
it's just the trackpad at the bottom, the touch-sensitive thing. So the functionality that the home button gave you.
Well, this is what I've been waiting for. So I'm going to buy one now. That's it. I'm sold.
Well,
that was...
It's Danny's dwelling on this home button.
That,
for too long.
It would seem to be the only change. Anything else?
The keyboard is slightly bigger as well. You still can only use it
slightly
if you're like Tinkerbell, but like everyone else is going to really struggle. But they've defined the keys a little bit more, so it's not quite as bad.
Okay.
There's It's now touchstone ready, so you don't have to buy the little casing for the phone. You can just put it on the touchstone.
Okay,
but you still have to buy the touchstone. That's £40, so yeah. I don't think many people are going to do that.
That's the wireless charging thing, isn't
it? Yeah, yeah.
That's the wireless thing.
It's got double the RAM.
We've established it's not really wireless. But.
Double the RAM, 512 now, and it's got 16 gig of storage. But other than that, it's very much the
can
same.
Can you upgrade? Handset.
16 gig of storage is good.
Yeah. It's better.
But it's still no SD slot, is there?
No, there's no...
This
no,
does remind me, I think I've used this analogy before, of Rover, when they ran out of money, but they started to produce new models, so they like clad the old ones.
Yeah.
Has it got HP anywhere on the...
No.
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 Hastily scribbled out the word
scratched off.
But I think they're going to keep the brand, aren't they?
Yeah, presumably. Yeah.
It's kind of a shame because it's a year since the Palm Pre launched. Yeah. And on the basis of it, like, it was just a couple of notches short of being like a superb, excellent handset. It was just that keyboard and the lack of apps and the sharpness that really held it back.
And the fact that the iPhone was 400 times better.
Yeah, but there was a good chance. I mean, in that year, they've made a few like minor adjustments to it. But brands like HTC have made so many massive steps in that time. It just feels like...
Basically, if they'd launched the Pre when it was announced,
exactly.
It would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
But you know, the story has been—it's well worn.
Yeah. And if the app thing had taken off, but then you know, it's like if my aunt had bollocks, he'd be my uncle. I believe is the expression there, isn't it?
Yes, yes, that is that.
I'm not sure it's quite
quaint
that
expression.
Coarse Duncan, but
yeah. What about the Pixie Plus? That's same thing, but with candy bar.
But gayer.
Pretty much exactly the same kind of makeover there as well.
What is the why is the Pixie is. Presumably that's for girls stroke kids. Why is it called the Pixie?
I don't know.
It's like, what are you, the hell are you thinking
cause
of?
Because it's smaller, right? And they think, that's it.
And they think
smaller.
People obviously want to buy a product that's called Pixie.
And it begins with a P.
Basically half the population is immediately like, well, I'm not buying that. Like
Pixel.
No Pixie for me. I suppose if you give it to that blender guy, he could make Pixie dust.
So what are they going to do then? I mean, they've got this. They've got this WebOS.
Yeah.
What are HP going to use it for?
Well,
tablets?
Yeah, tablets.
Oh, yeah, that interview kind of. He was basically saying, look, we're going to use it for all sorts of things. And we went, what, a tablet? And he went, yeah, that'd be great. And we're like, scoop.
He should have then said, and what other things? And then it would have been like,
I mean,
and then you could have just kept on suggesting things. How about microwave ovens? Yeah, I'd love to see it in a microwave oven.
That'd be great. WebOS would be so good in that.
How about in a screwdriver? Yeah.
Bring it on.
WebOS is brilliant, though. Like, it's awesome, and it's so intuitive, and it was really was a breath of fresh air when it came
out.
Well,
that's the thing that HP had bought, isn't it? That's what they wanted.
Yeah, exactly. So it just needs apps, really, and a decent body to house it in. Apps and a decent body, and WebOS could be awesome.
So they've got the OS, they just need the hardware and the software, basically. That's the two small strands that are missing.
I mean, basically you could just say that like, a WebOS is just like Android, really.
I think HP will give them the hardware. I suppose it's up to how they can, you know, convince developers to come up with the software.
Yeah, but the basis is there, the potential's there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But you're never going to buy a HP phone.
Yeah, I'd buy Palm, definitely. Yeah. I've still got you know, warm affection for Palm from back in the day. So.
From before you were married, yes.
anyway, right, good.
Always try to get that joke in.
Because we've not heard it enough.
One more thing, Dan. There is one more thing. After you've done your jingle.
We only got half of that. Yeah, go on.
T3 Awards.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The long list in the next couple of weeks will be announced, so keep your eyes peeled.
It is a long list.
Don't switch your computer off.
Prepare.
Yeah.
Just keep refreshing t3.com.
Next couple of weeks, we're sort of
talking. All day, every day.
And then you'll be able to dive in and turn our long list into a short list, essentially.
Yeah. And add things, or an even longer list, because you can add your own suggestions.
18 categories, 180 products that we've spent a laborious 6 months whittling down, and it's up to you guys, the readers, now to vote on what you want and suggest anything that you think we've clearly missed. We don't think we have, but if we have, then
come awards,
we'd be very surprised if you thought there was anything that we'd missed. But it could,
but also new releases and things like that. And come awards night, of course, the reemergence of Drunken Duncan, which is always a great great addition to the show.
You have to get
who
a
can
jingle.
Duncan offend this year, or who can't Duncan offend this year?
That poor woman in the yellow and black dress, she really copped it last year.
Yeah,
there we go. Now
I only said, what did I say?
Oh, like you
canary or something.
We can bring it up next week if you want.
All right.
Now, if you're Scottish, Welsh, or Northern Irish, my sincere condolences. But there is a World Cup coming. And, well, even if you're only watching it to support whoever England's playing, there'll be no getting away from it. So may as well just embrace it and tool up with T3's World Cup guide. Handily split into home and away.
Well, that's clever.
Yeah, yeah. We're keeping you at home. So what will you be selecting from this war chest to see you through the World Cup?
Well, I'm looking forward to a barbecue summer because it's a barbecue. It was like one of your links,
that's
wasn't
too
it?
Too game show-esque.
I say it's a barbecue. It is to a normal barbecue what Hulk Hogan is to Jerry Wogan, and it's called the Web.
Are you saying it's big?
It's a very large barbecue. That's what I'm saying, Dan. Yes. Okay. And it's called the Weber Summit S650.
These are awesome barbecues, I have to say.
Well, look at the size of it. I mean, that's bigger than my kitchen.
Well, that's the whole point. You want a kitchen range outside, essentially.
Yeah, yeah,
if you're huge. A man, you know, if you have testosterone cursing through your blood, then that's what you need.
The glory yes. job of cooking.
Well, let me talk you through it. Let me talk you through it. It's got six gas burners. Mm. It's got a smoker box burner.
Ah, well, that's what gives you your flavour.
For smoking your box.
Hickory chips in there.
Yeah. And a pit fork. What's a pit fork? Anyway, a rotisserie, basically. So if you're suckling pig.
Yep.
Shove it up
or
the pig's
nice,
jacksie and round
nice,
it goes.
Nice lamb on there. Yep.
And also something called a Snapjet ignition system. Which I think is a posh way of saying.
I imagine it just lights quickly.
Lighter.
I've got a baby because I live in London and therefore do not have a garden that will take a kitchen range. I have the Weber Q, which is an awesome barbecue, really great.
Well, it works indoors.
No. It's it's in my garden, but it's sort of semi portable. It's got a stand. It's all built in and everything, but you can lift it off the stand and just take it to the beach. It's fantastic.
Beach
from London.
Yep,
the Thames. You mean?
Yeah. Hey, there are beaches on the Thames.
Do you really live in London?
Yeah, you go down.
You obviously don't know the geography of London very well. You can walk to the beach with a barbecue.
Or you stick it in the boot and go down to Brighton or whatever.
You're such a man, Dan. It's brilliant.
You're not fooling anyone. Barbecue comes with me wherever I go. Look, it's in the boot now. Do you want to fancy a sausage? Okay, so a big dock-off barbecue. That will see me through the World Cup. In fact, to go with that, you could get one of those, you know, those tent TVs. They're like sort of cinema screens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get one of those as well.
But also, metaphorically, as England's chances of success go up in flames,
hey.
So will my dinner.
Sausage.
There we are. Yeah. Excellent. Get yourself some buffalo burgers. Oh, awesome.
Really?
Loverstock Farm. You have to go into Waitrose. But if you follow the man with the pricing gun around about 5 o'clock, you can get buffalo burgers for about 90 pence. They're superb. There you go. There's my top tip for the World Cup.
What do you have to do to the man with the pricing gun?
You have to follow him around. And every time he prices something ridiculously expensive down to nothing, you grab it.
Oh, I see. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Experience.
Yeah. Okay. That's how to do Waitrose. Anyway, Luke.
Great tech tip, Dan.
Just, you know, your burgers.
Use tech to save money.
Next week on the T3 podcast, the top pricing guns used to discount food.
Luke, we're sending you away. What is your essential World Cup item?
Well, South Africa. Mm. If I did buy a ticket or got given a ticket, I'm sure I'd be in row Z. So these Steiner Safari binoculars.
Ah.
Look at them.
Which once England get kicked out, you can go on safari with, of course.
Exactly. Well, that's the thinking, South Africa. You can see trouble from a mile off on the streets.
So versatile. And, of course...
And they haze out UV light, so you protect your eyes.
Are they quite
well.
Expensive, though?
These are £140.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Isn't bad.
They'll get nicked, won't they?
How much is this, actually? It doesn't seem to have a price now. I bet this is... £2,500,
the barbecue. That'll be expensive, yeah.
And these they're water resistant as well, so you can... Drink beer, have beer splashed on you if you win or lose, and they'll be fine.
These are the perfect World Cup binoculars.
Yeah, pretty good. If you get covered in blood when the riot police open up on the crowd that you're in the middle of.
Blood resistant, shock resistant.
Be useful.
Good. Okay, so we've got binoculars at barbecue. Chris, we didn't set you any homework, but what would you like for the World Cup if the World Cup fairy turned up at your door? Nice new TV?
I think I'd like...
To end 40 years of hurts.
No, I'd like kind of like... Is there a device for the TV that can kind of... know when Wayne Rooney's face comes on and just
block.
Maybe. Or John Terry's forehead, like the gleam from John Terry's forehead can blind me, so I could do with some UV shading.
Nice. Some kind of parental lock.
Actually, mentioning 40 years of hurt, I was at a Lightning Seeds concert the other week.
Oh, and, sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky you.
Yes, quite. There was lots of gems from the Lightning Seeds back catalogue, but for their final one, they did do three lines. Just because it's now getting embarrassing that they have to add years on to the 30 years of hurt, which was the 1996 one.
44, I guess.
So they've just started saying now, no more years of hurt, because that, you can just keep that rolling, World Cup, those lyrics still work. But there's no official World Cup song this year.
Oh, there is an official World Cup song. There has been an official one since when, Chris?
1990.
Honestly, there is not an official England World Cup song.
The fans' favourite has been around since 1990.
Well.
Barnsley, New Order.
Oh, yeah.
That
was the first single I ever bought.
Really?
Some of the crowd are on the pitch. They think it's all over.
John Barnes' rap's pretty good.
Yeah, great song.
You can go fast or slow, but you must get to the line.
Or fast, but you must get to the line.
Usually slow in John Barnes' case.
John Barnes
was...
You skipped a few lines.
Don't be like...
Did you ever say that
John
goal
Barnes
against Brazil that he scored?
Yeah,
from
the but they did basically go, oh, John Barnes, he's black. He'll be able to rap.
He can, though.
I think that might
have been
out
he can.
The basis. Yes, he's brilliant.
Just confirming their racist stereotype.
Yes, he's practically Jay-Z, isn't he? the dopeness of his flow never ceases to amaze me.
Absolutely, yeah.
I heard
that
he got made bankrupt a few years ago.
He did.
Poor Barnsley.
There's a career for him in rapping.
I just feel depressed
as
now.
Well as TV punditry.
Oh, England got no chance in the World Cup. John
Excellent.
Barnes went
so
bankrupt.
So no chance World Cup.
But he's still got his suits.
But let's reprise New Order. There we are. Yeah. That is it for this week. Remember, you can find all the latest on T3.com. T3 is on the shelves and we're on iTunes every Friday. Don't forget as well to look out for the long list and get voting in the T3 Awards. Till next week then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast. The T3 Podcast, in association with the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 with Timescape. See your calls, texts, emails, tweets, and updates all together on one screen. See it in-store or visit sonyericsson.com/X10.